From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. I will be taking a break during the month of July, but two guest speakers will be here to bring you God's Word at the usual times of 10 in the morning and 9 in the evening each Monday during July. The Reverend Gordon Dean of Corrigarry Free Presbyterian Church, which is very near to Drum in County Monaghan, will take our morning programmes, and the Reverend John Gray of Bethel Free Presbyterian Church in Enniskillen, County Fermanagh, will speak on our 9 o'clock evening broadcast. I know that you will enjoy their ministry, as you have done in the past. Please continue to write to me, and I will attend to all your letters when I return at the beginning of August. Now, just before our Bible study, let's listen to a choir sing the old Fanny Crosby favourite, Hold Thou My Hand. After that, I will be turning to Mark chapter 13, verses 24 to 27. Now enjoy this hymn. We'll turn now to Mark chapter 13 and the verses 24 to 27. Let's read those verses together. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun shall be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars of heaven shall fall, and the powers that are in heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Last week we said that the days just before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ will be days of satanic miracles, wonders, and deceptions. Verse 21 indicates that false claims will be made by these agents that Christ's return has taken place. But when Christ returns, there will be no mistaking the event or that which will lead up to it. In the verses before us, the events that herald the return of the Lord Jesus are given. And how unmistakable will be those events? Notice firstly that the attention of the whole world will be drawn to the return of Christ. The sun, the moon, the stars will be convulsed as this age will come to an end. What a contrast the Saviour's second coming will be to his first coming. Then a single star shone out and apparently attracted the attention of only the wise men. But when Christ comes again, the whole creation is moved to signal the glorious second advent. The Saviour came to Bethlehem in weakness, a little babe, the offspring of a poor woman, and was laid in a manger. How different will be his second coming! He came the first time to suffer, to bear the sins of his people, to die in ignominy and shame on the cross. But he will come again as King in glory and power, to rule, to reign, to judge his enemies and put down their rebellion, and to bring the kingdoms of this world under his direct rule. The events listed in verses 24 and 25 are events that the prophets have often spoken about. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Joel, Matthew, Luke, Peter, John, all make clear references to these very events. It is a day that has been long looked for by the people of God. These events will undoubtedly focus the attention of mankind. Men will not need to be told what is happening. They will know. In Revelation chapter 6, the verses 12 to 17, we have one of the last references to these events in the Bible. And we are told of the reaction of the armies of Antichrist, which will be gathered round about Jerusalem, ready to strike the final blow against Israel when the Saviour returns. Listen to the words of Revelation 6:12-17. And the kings of the earth, that is, Antichrist's subordinates, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? The Saviour will come in great power and glory. This he had said to his opponents in Mark chapter 14. We read in the verse 61 and 62, Again the high priest asked him, and said unto him, Art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? Jesus said, I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. His words to those evil men will be absolutely fulfilled. Please notice the first thing that Christ will do when he returns. And then shall he send his angels, and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the uttermost part of the earth to the uttermost part of heaven. Verse 27. He will gather his people, even from the graves. This will take place even while he is still descending from heaven. Listen to the words of Paul, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15-17. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or go before them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The saints will thus be gathered in order to have part with Christ in his glory and triumph. Listen to these words. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8:16-17. And again, 2 Thessalonians 1:10, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints, and to be admired in all them that believe. You see, the saints will share in the glory of Christ on that day. The gathering of the believers is a task given to the angels. We are told of the angels that they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, Hebrews 1:14. You know, there is a work done by angels of which we know little. You remember the words of Christ, Matthew 18:2 and also verse 10, and Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. Take heed, he said, that ye despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. The gathering together of the elect is spoken of as the harvest that the angels will reap. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Matthew 13:39-43. The child of God is not awaiting judgment and wrath, but glory and joy. Is this your hope? Obey the call of the gospel and surrender today to Christ and enter into his kingdom and so become part of that company who look forward with happy anticipation to that great day of triumph. May the Lord bless his word to us all. I look forward to you joining with me again in the will of God around his word at the beginning of August. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT 78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.